The inquiries we're getting at the moment are intense. A lot of people phoning, but there's no panic. I think the panic is over. Well, the panic happened a long time ago. People are just asking for updates, what's happening in the world. And also, I think there are more people looking to come in the market, looking for opportunities than to get out. And that's a very important sign. I'm not calling by no means the bottom of the market, but the reaction of people now suggests that perhaps we've seen the panic over and it could go on for a bit of time before we start to see the turnaround. Remember, markets are always forward-looking. So very interesting observation. But even the Rand, I think we've seen the worst in the Rand. It's now 1780, so it's picking up from where it was. And so on. What I haven't got is a grip on the bond market yet. I know that there was an initial shock there. The market, you know, yields did pick up, but I'm not sure where they are at the moment. I'm still trying to find out what's happening in the bond market. But I'm pleasantly surprised. It's just I was looking at transaction capital. You know, we know transactional capital finances the taxi industry and is associated with that. And it's quite incredible that you know, during the year, year to date, this is a share which has been so well followed and so well supported. Is actually down about 40% since year to date, you know, since the 1st of January, simply on worries about how the taxi industry is going to be affected by this lockdown and by what's happening. So it's the only gauge we have that gives you an idea of how people feel about, you know, what Gigi was talking about. So, you know, and again, it's down about 7.5% today.
And as far as just getting back to your area of focus, the markets here in South Africa are concerned, we've seen the Rand take another tumble this morning, but you say that it started to improve a bit. The whole Moody's decision was, surely that was baked in already?
To a large extent. You know, the Rand is, just as we talk, 1780. And, yeah, against the pound, it's 22 euro, 1970 odd in that. But it's off its worst levels. And, you know, even looking at the stock market, we haven't got the sell-off that we had anticipated. Remember, we had some good days last week. So my own view is that things will stabilize from now on. I'm talking about the market. Alec, I'm looking at the futures in the U.S. as well. So there's no sell-off there either. You know, those big sell-offs, the 4 or 5% that we've seen, I think those are something from the past, even against the worst news, this Fauci coming out, and I can't remember his first name, nor do I remember the position he holds, but he is in a position of authority when it comes to the virus. But he said, yes, we can expect 200,000 deaths, meaning, you know, that's it. And the markets kind of said, okay, well, we can accept that. You know, if that's the worst, it's already baked into the market already. So I think all I'm trying to say is I'm not looking at the human factor from a financial point of view. I think that we've probably passed that shock value.
You know, we've still got Alain on the line. I'd just like to bring him in again quickly. Alain, do you think that the rest of the world is underestimating the impact given what the financial markets are doing?
This is a tough one to call. I think it's how quickly can everyone get back to work is the million-dollar question. And then I think we'll see where the markets move from there. At the moment, I think there's a big collective holding of breath.